Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how, through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's Neighbors of Hope's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. I'm Pastor Stephen Palmer, the Executive Director of Neighbors of Hope, and with the men from our men's ministry facility. Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Good.
So we got the first week of 2024 under our belts.
Yeah.
All right. Is everybody kind of recovering from the showering of blessings that the community bestowed upon us here at the Neighbors of Hope Men's Ministry Facility?
Yeah. Yes, it was.
It was somewhat exhausting, wasn't it?
Yes.
You know, and I imagine for myself, I shouldn't speak for other people, but. It's such a beautiful season, right? And at the same time, it's somewhat intense. And and then you end it with this wonderful ball game. For some, the emotional ride was somewhat exhausting. But anyways, here at Neighbors of Hope Men's Ministry Facility, we recently launched a study where we're looking at the topic of forgiveness, right? And I know last year, we talked a little bit about New Year's resolutions and the whole idea of reconciliation. So forgiveness is a nice little segue into forgiveness. I thought the scripture, I have two scriptures I'd like to have us look at. The first one is, Psalm 51, and our listening audience may be familiar with that. That's David pleading with God after the prophet Nathan has exposed his transgressions, his wrongdoings, his sin against God. And you can just imagine, this is David ripping off his tunic type stuff and casting himself on the ground. He just, oh my God, I completely see my shortcomings before God. So he's pleading with God to forgive his wrongdoing. So I'm not going to read the entire psalm, but there are portions I'd like to read. Beginning in verse 1. Be gracious to me, God, according to your faithfulness, according to your greatness of your compassion, wipe out my wrongdoings. Wash me thoroughly from my guilt and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my wrongdoings and my sin is constantly before you. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight? I'm going to skip down here a little bit to verse 9. Hide your face from my sins and wipe out all of my guilty deeds. Create in me a clean heart, God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
That's the one that gets me.
Yeah, every time. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Do not cast me away from your presence and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and sustain me with a willing spirit. Okay, let's just pause there. It gives you kind of the idea that David, thanks to Nathan, realizes his shortcoming before God. And yet, there's also this deep passion he has on, as we would say, reconciling that relationship that he has broken, with God. It's deep, when you think about create me a clean heart, a steadfast spirit. Don't cast me from your presence. I mean, have you ever been in love with someone where I don't want to be away? So, just based on a couple of readings from Psalm 51, anything jump out at you? What thoughts do you have that you'd like to share?
Well, my thoughts as far as David, he's acknowledged, his transgressions and he's pleading, for another chance, And as we were talking about earlier, I'm not 100% certain, but David realized he had that open wound. In order for that open wound to heal and not, scab over, he's pleading, to God. And I feel like, we all have to do that in order to heal, in order to move forward. You know, I think that's a beautiful prayer, and it's very relatable to all of us, in my opinion.
Throwing ourselves on the mercy of the court, right? I mean, just begging, pleading, don't leave me now, Lord. I am so sorry. Please forgive me, right? Is there something you were going to jump in with? Anybody else? Thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think we have to look at truth and transparency, too. Because I know when I come to Neighbors of Hope, I didn't care about God. I didn't care about Jesus. I didn't care what he thought. I didn't care about reconciliation about to him or to another human being. Okay? But until I come to Neighbors of Hope and really seeing the caring, the love, the change that I could make. Here I was 55 years old in a homeless shelter. Okay? Did I care about? No. But until I came there and dropped on my knees at my bunk, when I came to the house and I heard you guys doing life change and I heard the message and I heard, and it was him saying, get off your butt, get out in that dining room and listen to what's happening. Let's make a change in your life. You know? And then when we did that, went to Egypt and moved to the church, it even hit me harder knowing that, hey, these people really care about Richard, okay? So it was me letting go and letting God to change me and making them amends and reconciling not just with them, but with me, my heart, you know? I didn't want to be that bad guy no more. I didn't want to be the person that didn't care about other people. You know, I wanted to make a difference, you know, and that's what it's all about, man. Just, you know, just picking that scab off and letting it bleed and healing the right way, you know, being really sorry today, you know, I mean, just.
The contrite heart, right? That's what he's talking about. You know, it's surrendering.
Yeah.
Right. To the steadfast faithfulness of God, right? We surrender knowing God will forgive. Yeah. And as Paul says, just because we know grace abounds, right, that God will forgive us, doesn't mean we go on sinning.
Right?
I mean, because sometimes we can say, oh, forgive me. Oh, yeah, I screwed up there. Forgive me. I do. Right? So we, as if it's permission to continue a life not with God. Right? We're not really with God. And obviously here Nathan has brought it to David's attention that you've really disconnected your relationship with God. Mm-hmm. You get on your knees and write petition, right, the restoration of that relationship. And that's contrite heart, you know, it's a sorrowful. I've been convicted. I see it. It's just blatantly obvious, you know. And again, I like the way you started when you talk about truth and transparency, right? That's being truthful and honest with myself and being transparent before, whether it be Nathan or, you know, another brother in Christ or God himself, right? Or else there's not going to be forgiveness.
Because, you know, Pastor, you know, it's done. You know, and I'm so grateful that I've been able to come back to the Neighbor's Hope and be a part and give back, okay? But like I tell these brothers, I'm in my journey too. You know, we're all going through just like you.
It's a lifelong journey.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and it's all about, we can help each other. You're helping me, I'm helping you. You know, and you know, it's, let me tell you something, that forgiveness study, let's go with it, let's get deep with it, because it's all about the love. What do we do here? Love, compassion, hope.
Yeah, yeah. You know? So we have David, you know, prostrate before God, right, pleading for his restoration, and so that's kind of like the vertical, right? We need in the study we talk about it's both a gift and a task. That's what forgiveness is. It's a gift and a task, and as a gift, that's what God gives, and that's what David's pleading for. But If we jump to Matthew chapter 6, we off the lips of Jesus, following the Lord's Prayer, he says, "For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will forgive you also. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Now we're talking about the horizontal. This is the task part. I can't hoard God's grace. And one could probably argue, if I'm doing that, do I really have it to start with? But I'm just curious on what your thoughts are, because this is what makes it. It's one thing to plead with God. It's another to plead with another human being, right? Or for me to practice a God life or a life with God. If God can forgive me, and David says, don't take away your spirit. Well, if that spirit's still with me, well, then don't I have to kind of do the God thing to other people, which means I have to forgive them? What are your thoughts on that? I mean, we've all had experiences here. Would you agree that's sometimes hard to do, to forgive others? Right. And why would it be hard? I mean, what are we trying to hold on to the grudge? But we've got a few minutes left. Can we hear from some of your thoughts?
Yeah, I feel that when you're in conflict, you forget about other things, and then that in Jesus is around, God's around in that situation, and you're concerned about what's going on at that moment. And sometimes it gets way out of control, and you forget that there's maybe another path you can take. You know, there's another way to think about things and go more, maybe milder, more civil-like, instead of more beast-like.
Right.
And I feel that the impulse, no matter what the reason is always there. You want to finish it, and then you win, over the other. The win of the battle, the win of the conflict, and then it gets to the point where you're like empty inside, and you feel guilty that maybe you could have discussed it or had a conversation and resolved the whole matter completely.
Yeah, and part of our study, we talked about forgiveness is not about retaliation. But that impulse you're talking about oftentimes is the urge to retaliate, right? Which then makes us just like the person who hurt us, right? We're now the offender. And so we got two people who are hurt, and there's no healing taking place. Good insight. Anybody else have anything? We got about a minute or so.
Yeah, it's like part of the healing process is acknowledging, the problem at hand, and also too, asking for forgiveness. It's a very humbling act to forgive others, and even though it's hard to humble yourself, like, that's like the ultimate thing to do, that's your servitude, through, the grace that God gives us. That's one of the greatest things I believe that you can do, is to forgive others. It's just part of healing.
And we live in a culture, we talked about this last week, that's so polarized, right? And we're created as relational beings. And if we don't practice forgiveness, there's never going to be healing within the relationships. And we're just going to continue to be just as somehow we're distinct individuals. And there is no human community without the practice of forgiveness. And relationships will never be healthy unless we can, summon the courage, right, to release an offender, somebody who's hurt me, of the guilt and shame that they have from that, and also liberate myself from the power that incident and that individual has over me. Then we can find healing, right, and we'll have a healthier community. Well, thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate your insights on this edition of Word Made Flesh. Until we meet again, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include our men's ministry and women and children's ministry, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our donation and recycling center, and this radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.